President Trump is on the road today, continuing to try to undo the legacy of his predecessor. Trump is meeting with automakers in Detroit to announce a rollback of President Obama's fuel standards. And then he's on to Tennessee for a campaign-style rally to sell the Republican plan to repeal the Affordable Care Act. But the president may also just want to get out of Washington. There's the buzz over his leaked tax return. Last night, reporter David K. Johnston appeared on Rachel Maddow's show on MSNBC. With the return, Johnston said he received in the mail. It showed Trump wrote off $100 million in losses, reducing his federal tax bill in 2005. This morning, Johnston told Good Morning America there's still a lot to uncover.
We don't know who he's getting his revenue from. We don't know who his partners are or who he's done business with in foreign countries, and that could have major national security implications.
But Trump's defenders are saying the return, unlike others, shows that at least he paid taxes. Also today, top lawmakers said they saw no evidence of wiretapping at Trump Tower. There are more calls for answers about Russian involvement in the American election. Despite the cold, Washington is heating up. Let's bring in Washington Post political reporter Amber Phillips. Hi, Amber.
Hi, Robin.
And start with those tax returns. The White House said last night the publication of them was illegal. Both MSNBC and Johnston say it is not. But how valuable was that?
How valuable were the actual 2005 tax returns? Mm-hmm. And a portion of that, again, I repeat, we didn't get the whole tax return. Not that valuable to answer some of the hidden questions about Donald Trump's finances. What we learned is not that big of a deal politically. For the president, we learned he paid taxes, millions of dollars of them in 2005. We learned his tax rate was lower than someone in his bracket typically would be, but that's likely because he took advantage of tools available to him to lower it, which is something he acknowledged he did during the campaign.
Well, critics of all the hoopla around the announcement said that the returns last night weren't as incendiary as the New York Times report that showed that President Trump, now President Trump, took advantage of laws allowing him to take other people's losses. This was in the 90s, and that meant he didn't pay taxes for years. And one thing the tax documents didn't show is any connection to Russia.
Yeah, we know is his income. I think it was something around $150 million that he had reported that year and what he paid out in federal taxes, $38 million. We don't know the sources. That would come with more detailed information of his financial ties and his tax returns. But you're absolutely right. It leaves open major questions.
Yeah.
It also doesn't really explain why the president hasn't released his tax returns, because, as you said, this showed that he did pay taxes despite this really big loss, almost $1 billion he reported taking in the 90s that could have allowed him to not pay taxes for two decades.
Right.
Apparently, he did pay it at least one year. So there's so many unanswered questions surrounding his finances still.
Right. Well, and by the way, Donald Trump responded today with a tweet that said, "Does anybody really believe that a reporter who nobody ever heard of went to his mailbox and found my tax returns?" For the record, reporter David K. Johnston won a Pulitzer in 2001. And he and others are saying that this is exactly why we need to have more information. So some of those questions that can be answered. But meanwhile, the president is in Detroit today, where he's expected to announce the rollback of President Obama's fuel efficiency standards, the 2012 rules that required automakers to nearly double the efficiency of new cars and trucks by 2025. Automakers say they're too expensive. A nod to the industry on the part of President Trump. Can he do this, though?
Yeah, this is the prerogative of the administration to change its own regulations. And this isn't surprising that this is one of the EPA, which is the Environmental Protection Agency that governs these fuel standards, that this is one of their first steps. It's an easy political win for the president, for him to be able to go to Michigan, a state that he won, and say, look, I'm saving you guys jobs by trying to lower these fuel standards so that it's easier to make cars and more people buy your cars.
Yeah.
The president of Ford has said that lowering these fuel standards, which hasn't happened yet, it's something the administration is considering doing, would save up to 1 million jobs. So this is an easy political win for him to at least start talking about it.
Well, he's also expected to ask the EPA to roll back President Obama's clean coal plan. That's next. But on to health care. There's a rally later today in Tennessee. President Trump got 61% of the vote in Tennessee. But then we're hearing, so many lawmakers in Congress, conservative Republicans, balking at the new Republican plan for health care, and many saying that Donald Trump supporters are the ones who won't be able to afford it. Might we start seeing that skepticism show up at these rallies.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think states like Tennessee and even Kentucky are in a way ground zero for this healthcare debate. They're Trump states that went for the president very big in the presidential election. And yet they're states that have also expanded Medicaid and or have a lower income population that could benefit from expanded Medicaid. The Republican bill would roll back starting around 2020 expanded Medicaid. And that puts a lot of Republican Congress people in those states in a tough situation. On principle, right, they don't want these big government programs. They don't want to keep spending more and more money for healthcare. But they also have constituents who I think are starting to recognize that they could lose their health care because of this GOP plan.
Yeah. The thing we're watching today, lawmakers in Washington really ramping up their call for proof that there was wiretapping by the Obama administration or the results of investigations into Russian interference in the American election. So we're keeping an eye on both those stories as well today. Washington Post political reporter Amber Phillips, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.